night I was asked to a party. They called it the Baltimore Quay, and I took Marianne Moriarty in a sort of a jovial way. The quality all were invited, the 400 came one and all. For sure the whole town got excited on the night of a hooligan's ball. There was music and dancing and flirting galore, and the supper the best thing of all. Sure there never was known such an evening before as the night of a hooligan's ball. The girls, they were all little charmers. Their costumes were gorgeous and bright. Mrs. Rafferty came in pajamas. She said she was Midsummer's Night. O'Reilly came dressed as a Roman, and a bum one he was, by the by, with his legs like two crooked old gas pipes, and his hat cocked way over one eye. There was music and dancing and flirting galore, and the supper the best thing of all. Sure there never was known such an evening before as the night of a hooligan's ball. Old Muldoon was a Corsican rover. He got tight and lost one of his pumps, and before half the evening was over, King William III got the jump. Away down the hall by the pantry, some great oscillating was heard. Sure it was only a bit of gallantry between Venus and Richard III. Almost unable when we left off at half after four. Julius Caesar was under the table, and Napoleon slept on the floor. At last, when the whole thing was ended and a daylight streamed in through the hall, we voted as homeward we wended. 'Twas a highly enjoyable ball. There was music and dancing and flirting galore, and the supper the best thing of all. Sure there never was known such an evening before as the night of a hooligan's ball.